Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Ksubos Daf Chaf Hei. We are holding 16 lines from the top of the Amud Tashma. We're actually right in the middle of a discussion. We're going to try to find various ways, various methods that can be used to determine this fellow's kahuna status. There's a question of whether or not he's a kohen, and there are certain indicators, certain simonim, which will allow us to establish indeed that he is a kohen. This verifies his lineage, his yichus, with respect to marriage-related issues. We had a question yesterday regarding nisius kapayim. We notice a kohen raising his hands in shul, conveying the birchas kohenim. Does that say much about his kahuna? Does that allow us to consider him a meyuchas or not? We had a machlekes amaroyim, and today we'll try to prove it from various brises, tashma. Here comes a brisa which says, chazaka l'kahuna nisius kapayim bebavel. How do we establish a fellow's kahuna status? Say he's living in Bavel. Now in Bavel, we had the yeshivas, we had the established batei dinim. So if this fellow was not a kohen, they wouldn't let him do nesias kapayim. So that indeed is indicative of the fact that he's a full-fledged kohen. What else? V'achilas chala b'Surya. Say he's living in Surya. Aram Tzuba Rashi says that's more or less the Surya of today, which was captured by David HaMelech. It's called Kibush Yachid. It wasn't given the same status as the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But this Tana over here, this Brisa will maintain that even in Surya there is a Chiv of Chala, meaning you have to separate that portion of the dough, give it to the Kohen. The Chiv of Truma are all Min HaTorah, just like Eretz Yisrael. So you see a fellow standing in Surya, eating Chala, the portion that belongs to the kohen. That is a right, that is a kohen. Or, v'chiluk matanis, v'krachen. We know that from every animal, even a non-carbon, we must give a portion to a kohen. Zroya, the forearm, the chayayim, the cheek area, the keva, one of the inner parts. So, you see this fellow accepting matonis kuhuna, the portions of the animal, and he's sitting in a city, bekrachen, large city. Why specifically in a city? So Rashi says, because really, these items can be eaten by anybody. But the fact is, although there's no iser for a non-kohen to eat it, but he wouldn't get up and collect it in public, middle of the city. He wouldn't purport to be a kohen if he were not so. So these are three indicators of kahuna. Nisius kapayim in Bavel, eating challah in Surya, and collecting matanis in a large city. Katani mias. At any rate, the Brisa says nisius kapayim. That is a raya, that is a kohen. Here we go. Nisius kapayim proves his ichus. My lovely yuchsin, shall we not assume? It allows us to verify, to confirm his lineage as well. Like the truma, maybe only to give him truma. That much, yes. But to actually establish his yichus, we see throughout the Masechta, we want confirmation, we want 100% certification, and this indicator isn't necessarily a right. So the Sis Kapayim would allow us to give him truma, but no more than that. How could you say that? Vadumya dachilas halakatani. Look, the Brisa describes various, indicators which create a chazaka, create an established assumption that is that he is a kohen. We have nisius kapayim, we have the chazaka that comes out of a fellow eating challah. Let's compare the two things. We assume that the brisa pairs them up because they're on the same track. V'adumya dechilas chal ketoni. The perception produced by nisius kapayim is presumed to be on the same level as the perception generated by Chilas Chala, and Mal Chilas Chala Leyuchs, and just like the perception generated by Chilas Chala certainly helps him be a Meyuchas, you don't need to establish his chazaka for truma, because he's already eating chal and truma synonymous. So of course, he's okay for that. Apparently it means that he can be upgraded for yuchsin as well. Eating chal allows us to give him a pass for yichus. Af nasiyos kapayim liyuchsin. Let's assume that nasiyos kapayim as well, which provides and generates a chazaka, is pertaining to yichus. Loi achilos chal gufa l'truma. No, perhaps we're speaking about enabling him to eat truma, and achilas chala does that as well. Your question was, well, he's already eating chala. The answer is, kasava, this brisa holds chala bezman hazeh derabbanan. We're going to see later a whole discussion regarding this topic. Nowadays, the chi of chala is deraisa. Is it only derabbanan because many of Klal Yisrael are not found in Eretz Yisrael? And that perhaps is a precondition for chi of chala. So we're going to see that later. And this brisa holds that it's only midrabbanan. The chi of the entire chi of chala is the rabbanan. Utruma d'araisa, but to eat truma nowadays is minat Torah, because the chi of truma in Eretz Yisrael today is minat Torah. The kedusha remained even though there was galus. So this fellow who's been seen eating chala, which is merely the rabbanan, perhaps you can't use that to upgrade a status and allow him to eat truma, which is something pertaining to a d'araisa. No, umaskidan mechala d'rabbanan, we allow him to jump up, to upgrade from chala d'rabbanan all the way up to truma d'araisa, meaning once he's been seen eating chala d'rabbanan, we know that the Bezdin would not allow him to do that because chala and truma are so close and interchangeable. The fact that we allow him to eat chala, even though it's in d'rabbanan, gives him a free pass for truma d'araisa, but for yichus, that's on an entirely different plane, and perhaps you need much more than just eating challah or nesiyas kapayim for that. So this braisa works with the concept that challah is the rabbanon, truma is the raisa, or could the apich lehu, Rav Huna, bray the Rav Yishua, the rabbanon, just as Rav Huna Yishua switched around when he discussed the halacha with the rabbanon, and he told them that, yeah, you have to switch it, challah is the rabbanon, truma is the raisa, so perhaps this braisa of ours toes that line as well. Bottom line, we have no raya. And Nesiyas Kapayim can allow for yuchsin. Toshma, here's another raya. Chazaka l'kuhuna, what's considered something which generates a chazaka perception to conclude that a person is a kohen? Nesiyas Kapayim. Rechiluk ugronis, Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael where there's, you know, batei dinim and the community system is pretty well established. If he's doing Nesiyas Kapayim, or Rechiluk ugronis means he's out in the, you know, in the field, and he's taking his portion of the grain, his truma, if they wouldn't have confirmed his kahuna, they wouldn't allow him to do this. So that proves his status. Ubis Surya, but if you're in Surya, which according to this brisa does not have the same status as Eretz Yisrael, in contrast to the previous brisa, here we go that Surya is not like Eretz Yisrael, or Ubuchol Mokem Sheshluchei Rosh Chodesh Magiyin. So if you live within 15 days of Eretz Yisrael, the emissaries of the Bezdin would go out and inform anybody within a 15-day range, 15-day radius, that the Bezdin in Yerushalayim has established, you know, such and such day as the first day of the new month. Why 15 days? Because that gives them enough time to get there before Pesach. That was set as the boundary. They would only walk until, you know, 15 days distance. So if you live within the 15 days, Rashi explains there is a Bezdin in those towns which would accept, receive, they would receive the Shluchei Bezdin of Yerushalayim, so, you know, the communal structure was pretty much, you know, intact and running efficiently. So in these areas, Nesius Kapayim Raya, if this fellow gets up and does Birchas Kainim and Shul, you know that he's a Kain. Avaloi Chiluk Gronois, but if he goes and takes his part of the grain, his truma, that's not a right, because Rashi says that truma in these areas are only mit rabbanon, and the fact that he's taking truma de rabbanon, that doesn't prove much. Ubavel kesuria, and you should know that Bubble, even though it was far away from Eretz Yisrael, beyond 15-day travel, limit, still it has a din like Surya, because they had an established communal system, communal structure, in which case nobody would dare do these things if he wasn't a proper kohen. Rabban Shimon become Leil Omer, another example of an efficiently running communal system, was in Egypt. Af Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim Bereshona, way back in Alexandria before they were destroyed by the Romans, there was a thriving Jewish community, and therefore the fact that he's Noisei Kapov points to his kahuna. Because we have established batidim in these areas. Bottom line is, what does the Brisa say? Nesius kapayim is a raya to kahuna. My love should not assume liyachsin allows them to be considered a kain miyuchas loy lechala. No, perhaps only to eat chala, but not to become a miyuchas. Says the Gemara, hadumi dechiluk granis katani. Well, once again, you see the Brisa pairs together. Bundles together the raya provided by Nesius Kapayim with the raya provided by Chiluk Gronis accepting his portion of Truma. Hadumi the Chiluk Gronis Katani, let's assume they both generate the same, you know, outcome. Ma Chiluk Gronis Liyechsin, just like accepting Truma. What is that for? What is that going to prove? That he can take Truma? Of course he's taking Truma. That he's a Meyuchas. Af Nesius Kapayim Liyechsin, likewise, Nesius Kapayim allows him to be upgraded for Yichus as well. Loi Chiluk Gronis Gufa Lechala. Perhaps Yichus is an entirely different plane. For that, you need more than just some slight indicators. Rather, when the Brisa says that accepting Truma confirms his Kahuna, that's pertaining to accepting Chala. So, what's the Chiddush there? Well, Truma and Chala are pretty much in the same boat, because this Brisa holds totally the opposite of the previous brisa, because Savar Truma Bizman is a Rabbanon. He holds that nowadays Truma is only the Rabbanon. V'chala Doiraisa, but Chala is Echiv Doiraisa. And the Chiddush is, Umaskidim, a Truma de Rabbanon, even though you're only watching him eating Truma de Rabbanon, you can actually elevate, upgrade him, and give him a pass, L'chala Doiraisa, to accept Chala Doiraisa. And the rationale is, just as we explained before, because the Bezdin wouldn't allow him to partake in Truma, even the Rabbanon, because it can easily lead to Chala Derais. The fact we allow him to take Truma, the Rabbanon, is a raya that he's a kain, but up to a point when it comes to Yichus, this is not enough until we have absolute confirmation. So again, working with the concept that Truma nowadays is the Rabbanon, Chala Derais, which is like the Shitas Chachamim, Ukadash Kechinu, like the Rabbanon, who were met by Rav Huna, Rav Huna met the Rabbanon, and they held, they adopted this shita. Okay, so where is the story, this exchange between him and the Rabbanon? Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Ash yichsinu Rabbanon ve'rav, I encountered the Chachamim in the yeshiva. They were sitting and claiming as follows. Afilu l'manda omar truma b'zman hazeh the Rabbanon, even according to the shita that holds, that the Kedusha says Yisrael has been expired, it's over, to a certain extent regarding Truma, regarding these halachis. So nowadays, although we keep Truma, but it's only Drabbanon to sort of keep it alive. But Chala Doraisa, the chiyuv to separate a portion of your dough and give it to the kohen, that's min ha-Torah, even though we're in Golos. Because that's not dependent upon, the presence of Klal Yisrael, Aron Eretz Yisrael. I'll bring you a raya. This is the Drabbanon speaking. Sharei, take a look. Sheva Shekipshu, the 7 years during which Yisrael captured, they spent capturing Eretz Yisrael when they came in with Yeshua. V'sheva Shechilku, and the subsequent 7 years that they spent distributing Eretz Yisrael. So even though they weren't really, grounded at that point, but still Neschaiva B'chal, there was a Chiv Chala. V'lein Neschaiva B'truma, there was no Chiv Truma at that point, Rashi explains. Chala relates to entry of Eretz Yisrael. V'vayachem al ha'aretz. They entered their chayv and chala. Truma pertains to possession. Your domain. It says, v'safta digonecha, has to be designated, miyuchat for you. When they're still in transit, there is no chiyuv truma. So chala, yes, and truma not. And therefore, even nowadays, after most of Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael, and there is no chiv truma min ha-Torah, the kedusha Eretz Yisrael has to be reestablished in the future. But at this point, there's no chiv truma, but chala still remains. V'aminu lo, and I told him, I told him, Adrab, just do the opposite. If anything, it should be the other way around. Chala. Doesn't match up. It doesn't equal. Truma is way higher. Afilu lemadoma truma bezvan hazeh d'oraisa. Even according to the approach that after Gullus occurs, still truma remains. The Kedushas of Yisrael remains forever and ever. And there's a chiv of truma v'na Torah. But chala d'rabbanan. Chala is dependent upon the presence of Eretz Yisrael, of Yisrael and Yisrael. They have to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. So just the opposite. Truma stands higher than chala. That's my opinion. The sanya. But v'yachem al ha'aretz, Pasuk says, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, that triggers the chiv of chala. I b'v'yachem. So perhaps b'v'yachem just means, you know, yachel mishenichnasu lo shnayim mishloishim meraglim. As soon as one of, you know, two, three spies went into Eretz Yisrael, you know, the meraglim of Yeshua, whatever, that's called b'v'yachem. There's a chiv of chalatot, tamadloim b'v'yachem. B'v'yas kulchem amarti. Only when the entire Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, v'loi b'v'yas mektsaskim, as opposed to only a small portion. So Rashi learns. You see, the starting point of the Gemara is, it could have said, Kisa voyu al ha'aretz, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you chayv in chal. Instead, it uses something very unique, a word which is not found too often. V'voyachem. Indicating that you have to actually enter Eretz Yisrael, and all of you have to come in. So chala is dependent upon that condition, the presence of Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And look, we don't have it nowadays. V'chiaskinu Ezra, even when Ezra came back up from Babel after the first Golos, lof kulu saluk. Not everybody came up. In fact, Rashi on the top line, he says, Ruban nisharu b'Babel. Mostly, they stayed in Babel. D'chsiv kol ha'kol ke'echad arba ribui. Small percentage came up. And therefore, says Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Chala b'zman hazeh d'rabban. Okay, back to our question. How do we prove this fellow's kahuna? Tashma. Chazaka l'kahuna. What can establish kahuna? Nesiris kapayim. V'chiluk gronois. Accepting of truma. Ve'edus. And testimony. Asks the Gemara, well, ve'edus chazaka hi? We're looking for examples of chazaka, things that can establish a reputation. If you have edus, that's not chazaka. That's way more than chazaka. That's proof. El lavachi ka'amar. Apparently the Brisa means like this. Nesius kapayim ki edus. We're comparing nesius kapayim duchening and shul like edus. We give it the same power. Ma edus liyuchsin. Just as when two edim come and verify his kahuna, it works even for yichus as well. It's a verified and established, confirmed fact. Af nesius kapayim liyuchsin. Likewise, even doing nesius kapayim is enough for yichus as well. Says the Gemara, no. Like, perhaps the Brisa means differently than the way you learned it. Eidos habo machmas chazok kechazok. The question was, Eidos is not chazok. No, we're speaking about a very specific type of Eidos. It's not like you have two Eidos standing before you and tell you, this fellow is a Kohen. No, it's an Eidos that's coming mikayach, some sort of reputation, some sort of image. So even though it's not something that you're seeing, it's not something which is really so clear to begin with, it's coming from some sort of chazaka, as we're going to see soon. That is also treated like a chazaka, and we could treat him as a kain, pertaining to perhaps truma and those things, but not yichus. What is an edus coming from a chazaka, but not directly a chazaka? What is that? Ki Yehuda asal kamed Rav Ami. This fellow comes to Rav Ami. Amar lei, tells Rav Ami, you know, you see this fellow over there? I know that he's a kohen. Amar Lois Rav Ami asks Maru Issa, what did you see? Like, how did you know that he's a kohen? Amar Lei, I was in shul the other day by Kriyas HaTorah, and guess what? He got the first aliyah. Shekora Rishon Besaknesis. So Rav Ami asks him, well, you still don't know. Becheska Shu kohen, was he given the aliyah because he's a kohen and he deserves the first aliyah? Or maybe Becheska Shu Gadol. There's a halacha that even the big, prominent Talmud Chacham can get the first aliyah. So maybe that's why he got Rishon. So this fellow answers, no. I know that he was a Kohen, and that's why he got the first Aliyah, because after him was a Levi. That only happens when it's a Kohen, right? The Kohen Levi Yisrael. Shekar Achrav Levi. So because of this whole calculation, I deduce that he's a Kohen, and that's the Halacha that the Brice is highlighting, that even this type of Eidus coming from some sort of arranged Chazakah, the fact that he got an Aliyah before the Levi, it's not a clear-cut proof, but it proves enough to consider him a Kohen. And in fact, Ve'lo, Rav Ami, Lekuhuna Alpiv, Rav Ami treated him as a Kohen based on this testimony. Another story, Ha'u Da'asal Kameh Rabbi Yishov Levi. This fellow comes to Rabbi Yishov Levi, Amar Lehi tells him, you see this fellow there, Muchsikani Bozeshu Levi, I know that he's a Levi. Amar Lehi Maris, he says, how do you know what you see? To indicate as such, Amar Lehi says, because he got the second Aliyah in the Shul, Shekara Sheini Bezakneses. So he asked him, well, you still don't know, Becheska Shuhu Levi. Did he get number two because he was a Levi? Or Becheska Shuhu Godel, maybe because he was an important person. So this fellow answered, no, because he was a Levi. How do I know? Shekara Lafan of Kain, because right before him, the Kain got an Aliyah. And that proves that he's a Levi. So you accepted it, Ve'eleu, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Lilavia, consider him a Levi Alpiv based on this fellow's presentation. Here comes another story. Hodasal Kamed Rav Shlokish. He comes to Rav Shlokish Amarle, he tells him, Muchzakani Bezer Shu Kohen. I know for a fact that fellow is a Kohen. Amarle, so Rav Shlokish tells him, Marois, tell me what you saw. To indicate as such. Amarle, he tells him, Shekora Rishon Beis HaKnesses. Because I saw he got the first Aliyah by Kriyas HaTorah. He must be a Kohen. Amarle, so Rav Shlokish asks him, Amarle, Re'isiv shechilek ala gronis. That's not enough. Did you see that he perhaps took a portion at the granary? Which would indicate that he's a kohen and deserving of truma? I mean, I need that as confirmation of his status. Aliyah is not enough. I need more than that. Amar lois, Rebbe Lezer was sitting by and listening to the exchange, and he says to Resh Lakish, you're requiring too much. Vim ein sham ger. Let's say, it's a town without a granary, without a field, without a truma. Bata kuhuna? So we no longer have ways to verify kuhuna? You don't need to prove it that far. As long as you got the aliyah and the shul, that's enough. So this was Rabbi Lezer challenging Rish Lakish. This requirement is not needed. Okay, there was another story. Zimnin. At another opportunity, Havu Yasvi Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. So Rish Lakish and Rabbi Lezer were both sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan, the Rebbe. And guess what? Asok Hamasal Kamed. The very same type of story occurs right in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So a fellow comes along and he wants to testify about another person being a Kohen. And Rish Lakish spoke up. Amale Rish Lakish. So you claim that, you saw the Aliyah, fine. But what about Truma? Can you tell me something about that? Re'isiv shechilek al ha'goyim, did you see him, accept his Truma? So now, it was in front of Rabbi Yechanan, the Rebbe. So Rabbi Yechanan got involved. Instead of Rabbi Lezer, who previously challenged Rish Lakish, was actually coming from Rabbi Yechanan. He was the one who taught Rabbi Lezer this concept, that you don't have to worry about the Truma. Omar later, Rabbi Yechanan responds to Rish Lakish, with the same argument, almost word for word. Do you mean to say if there's no Goyren in town, you can't be a Kohen? You don't have to have that Raya. It's enough to get the other Raya, the Aliyah, the Torah. So now Rish Lakish realized that when Rabbi Lezer previously challenged him using this type of argument, it wasn't really Rabbi Lezer's own argument. It was coming from the Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan, and he didn't really attribute it to Rabbi Yechanan. He just sort of blurted it out without identifying its source. And Rish Lakish was kind of upset, because if you would have told me it's coming from Rabbi Yechanan, I would have accepted it. Rabbi Yechanan is the Rebbe. I wouldn't have just ignored it. Hadar Chansi. So he turned around and he viewed the Rabbi Lezer Bishus with disappointment. He showed him a disappointing facial expression. Omer, and he tells Rabbi Lezer, now I know where you got it from. Shama Smili de Bar Nafcha. You heard this halacha, this concept from Bar Nafcha. That was Rabbi Yechanan. He was called Bar Nafcha. But the Amr Shlom Mishmein, you didn't tell it to us in his name. He just gave it over without identifying the source. You should have told me it's Rabbi Yechanan, and I would have accepted it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya were involved in establishing, you know, identity, chad, one of these two, we're not sure which one, but one of them, Hela ben Api Aviv Lekahuna. He considered a son to be a kohen based on his father's testimony. V'chad, and the other, Manda Omar, Hela Ach Api Achiv Leviya. He considered a man to be a Levi based on the testimony of his brother. Now, who said what? To Stayim, you can conclude the Rebbe, that in fact, Rebbe was the one who was Hela ben Api Aviv Lekahuna, considered somebody to be a kohen based on his father's testimony, the Sanya. We find in a Brice. Harisha Baba Amar Bni Zevi Kain. A fellow comes along and he says, look, this is my son, and he's a Kain. Neman Achile Betruma. We believe him regarding feeding the child Truma. Ve'enoi Neman Lasye Isha, but not regarding marriage. Divya Rebbe. So we see that Rebbe holds a father is Neman. Amale Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia asks him, what's the difference between Truma and marriage? Ima Tama Mina Lachile Betruma. If you trust him regarding Truma, trust him regarding marriage. If you don't trust him regarding marriage, don't trust him regarding truma either. Either all or nothing. Rebbe says a big difference. When it comes to truma, I believe him. Because it's in his hands to feed his son truma if he wants. Father has access to truma. He can just do it on his own without any outside help. So of course he's believed pertaining to this idea. But when it comes to marriage, that's not in his hands. I don't trust him regarding lineage and yichus and marriage. Because that's not in his hands. So he has no power to impress us regarding that. So indeed, this is a raya that Rebbe was the one who allows a father to speak about his son. Now, umad Rebbe, and since we just discovered that Rebbe was the one who was Hela ben al piyavu l'kuhuna, considered a child to be a kohen based on his father's testimony. So apparently the other Manda Amar Reb Chiya, Hela Ach Api Ach Velviya, he's the one who was involved in treating somebody as a Levi based on his brother's testimony. And the question is, you know, if according to Rabbi Chiya, a relative is not to be believed when it comes to these things, what's the difference between father who is not believed and a brother who is believed? What's the difference? Rabbi Chiya, Maishna Ben Deloy, why can't the father speak about his son? The Karev who hates love it, because the son is a relative to his father. You need proper edus, which you don't have. Ach nami Karev who hates love. So when it comes to brothers, the same issue. He's a Karev. Answer is, he wasn't trying to testify. He was just having a casual conversation. The Messiah lefi tumah. Just an off-the-cuff, informal discussion. And when we hear somebody speaking like that, we're not concerned that he's motivated by any sort of personal interest or agenda, he's just schmoozing. So now we accept it as fact. So it turns out that there was this fellow just talking about his brother, a Levi. So that was Masech Levi Tumay, and he was Nema. Kiha, the Amar of Shmo, Amar Vidim of Shmo, as we find in the following halacha, that Masech Levi Tumay works. Ma'as about the Mechad, it was a story regarding a person, Shahayim Masech Levi Tumay, he was just casually conversing and reminiscing about the past. Va'amar, and he was saying like this, Zichur, you know, I remember, I recall, when I was a little boy, Kshani Tinek, Umur Gavak Sefer Shalaba, riding on my father's shoulders. Many, many years ago, Beitziunim Beis HaSefer, and they would take me out of the school. Vivshituni Eskutanti, they took me out of school. They removed my clothing. Vitpiluni Lechel Betruma LeErev, and they put me into the mikvah to enable me to eat truma that very night. So he wasn't trying to testify regarding his kahuna. He was just telling over a story. Reb Chiya Masayimba, Reb Chiya actually added a conclusion to the story. This fellow continued by saying, "V'chaveirai bedelin mimeni," and I remember that all my friends would keep far away from me because I couldn't become tamei. I had to eat truma. V'yikurin oisi. I had a nickname in school. V'yikurin oisi yichnan oichel chalas. They called me yichnan the chalas eater. This way, you know, he stood out. They knew that he was a kohen. So based on this casual, a story, it proved him well, it served him well. Ve'aleu Rebbe l'kuna apiv, and based on this story, Rebbe considered him a kohen. So we see that Masech Levi Tumah, he works. Okay, let's quickly recap today's daf. We have various methods of proving a fellow's kahuna status. Nisir's kapayim, accepting the challah, accepting the truma, accepting the matanis kahuna. We had a shaila whether it works for yichus as well. We had a discussion regarding challah and truma bezman hazeh. What other method can be used to prove kahuna? Well, the aliyah on the Beis HaKnesses, you got the first aliyah, that's a kain, you got the second aliyah, that's a levi. And then we discussed whether a relative is neman, but all agree that if it's mesiach v'tumah, just by way of casual, informal discussion, that lends credibility and confirms status. All the best to you and much atzlacha.